My writings will constantly speak. As W.C. White started westward after the Battle Creek funeral, his mind turned to the care and publication of his mother's writings. They would be managed by the newly activated White Estate, under the direction of the five trustees of Ellen White's appointment: A. G. Daniels, president of the General Conference; F. M. Wilcox, editor of the Review and Herald; C. H. Jones, manager of the Pacific Press; C. C. Chrysler, for 14 years Ellen White's leading secretary; and W. C. White, who had traveled and worked with his mother for 34 years. Sunday morning, after his return from the East, Elder White took the 8-minute walk from his home to the Elmshaven office and residence. There he knew he would have to face new conditions. He stepped onto the porch of the Elmshaven home. It was unoccupied, and the doors locked. He unlocked the door and entered, as he had so often done. He described his findings and sentiments. Everything was in perfect order, but the life of the place had gone. Going upstairs to the big East Room, where for 15 years Mother had studied and prayed and planned and written, I found it vacant. The old couch and the tables and chairs and chests of drawers were in their usual places, and the big armchair with its swing board in front was where it used to be, between the big bay window and the fireplace. But the dear mother, whose presence had made this room the most precious place in all the world to me, was not there. Then I recalled the many times I had returned from the Eastern States, and had hastened up to Mother's room, sure of a hearty welcome, and an eager listener to my reports of meetings attended and of the progress of the work in which she was so deeply interested. But now there was no one in the writing chair to listen to my report. WCW to Dear Friend, October 20, 1915. It was the end of an era in the life of the church. A new era was about to begin. As Elder White stepped over to the cabinets in the northwest corner and opened the doors to the shelves that held copies of the E.G. White books and copies of her manuscripts and letters, there must have come to his mind Ellen White's words as she at times opened these doors and displayed her books and her papers.
"Here are my writings. When I am gone, they will testify for me." WCW letter, July 9, 1922, Mr. P. 93.